1116 SEN. It's time for the Shizen Files.
I think the decision, the process, like from a pure football situation, on the decision that he made, the situation, you know, the position on the field.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
He's a fantastic young kid, has a crack, he's got great skills, good decision maker, and he's a good gymnasium.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
We really appreciate
a fingerprint
insight into the whole thing.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Cars around Melbourne grind to a halt as we celebrate the stupidity, incompetence of the great people in our football world, and the man to host that.
Is Rowan in all of this, is he?
It's Cameron Mooney. Good evening to you, Cameron. Welcome.
Thank you very much. All right, now we start with the Norwegian journalist who was over the moon to be at the Usain Bolt first presser in Rio.
My name is Nicolai Ram. I'm from Norway, and I don't really have a question. I just want to say I really love you, man. And so I just want to say, Usain Bolt, you're my favorite guy. I'm loving your moves and your feet and your style. I hope that you win. I hope that you got to go the ring. And I hope you get to go and not get followed by a Segway. Okay, thank you.
Come on, 10 seconds of Snapchat.
I hope that you'll win. I hope it's your day. I hope you will go even though you got hit by a Segway. Okay, thank you. Obrigado.
Usain Bolt even made him Snapchat. That'll have one. All right, now, do we blame Robert Shaw or the Texer for this one on Inside Football last Sunday morning?
Dave, yep. We'll get to you in a minute. This is the type of SMS. Correct us. That's good. Toby Mitchell tagged Sam Mitchell earlier this year and Sydney won the game.
We're going to have Toby Mitchell tagging. He might have been 6 foot under. All right, we love this descriptive calling. All right, sorry, we let this one from Matty Granlund shines, and we let it go through last week, but we're going to play. This is from last Friday night on Footy Fix.
They're not a breed that you really want to be
apparently
messing
with. Apparently he was a Fujitsu expert.
Fujitsu, yeah, and that's
like,
a setback.
I think he may have been a local.
Jiu-Jitsu or Fujitsu?
Oh, what did I say?
Fujitsu.
an air conditioner expert. That's the brand of an air conditioner.
He's an air conditioner expert.
Well, did I say that, did I?
Oh, did I say that, did I? Oh, did I?
We love this descriptive calling from Hutto last Friday night.
Out of the chest of Crocker, centering ball had to be pinpointed. It was anything but. Ranch came out, played the ball on its merits. Copland, play on. Taken side bottom. Tried to hit wide on the handball. Now it's lots going on. It's taken by Marco. Swooping. Handball. Gets it out.
I remember as soon as I looked at Ross. Right, got it. Lots going on. All right, now this is from Brad Green back in 2012, which was a podium finish.
And one day, I've got no doubt, we'll see an AFL club employing assistant coaches, if not coaches of women background.
Women background.
So here is the Age journalist, Pat Bartley, with Frank and Ox during the week.
Normally, cups don't come along every lifetime. We want someone fit, ready, and can ride the horse through. Look, it's been a fairy tale, Michelle. First female woman, a huge amount of euphoria around that.
First female woman.
Female woman.
And this from Frank during the same interview. He obviously loves his comic opera.
They have to do what's best for them, and they have to do what's best. And if that means Michelle Payne is put off this horse, well, bad luck.
Well, Pirates of Penzance set to return at the Memsey Stakes at Caulfield on August the 27th.
Pirates? Pirates of Penzance. All right, now KB had a big week for Hungry for Sport. He has done this before.
I think people like Adam Scott, I think Jason Day, I think people like Jordan Spieth, Dustin Hoffman, they will rue the day that they didn't represent their country at the Olympic Games.
Dustin Hoffman.
All right, now more KB, but this one I will explain after.
Think Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
29 minutes past 11 and Friday Sports Chat, and we're taking your calls, and I've got a bunch of great prizes to give away.
Friday Sports Chat. He said that on Monday morning.
Right.
All right, now KB's showing us his math skills.
Now, Trout's been waiting a long time for Richmond Premiership, so 36 years since Richmond's won a Premiership, so you've got to be at least 45 years of age to remember Richmond winning a Premiership, Trout. How old are you, Trout?
I'm 52, KB.
Well, you can't remember it. You've never seen Richmond win a Premiership?
Yes, I have.
You've got no memory of it?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
And so how old are you now? 52?
52.
Okay, 52, now, yes. Now. You will, because you'll be 45. So you got in by 7 years. You're lucky.
Yes, 7 years. All right, now we finish with Ox. This from last Sunday's game at the MCG.
Saints handballing it out. Gilbert got involved. Gave it to Armitage. Oh, they're opening up Carlton like a packet of twisties here. Gresham.
All right, now, which took us back a few years with another Ox classic.
Armfielder Betts. Betts to goal. That is beautiful, Carlton. Great goal. Too many loose players in the centre of the ground. And Carlton now is starting to open up Brisbane like a can of spaghetti.
How'd you wrap your work
up? He loves his canned food, doesn't he?
He loves his canned food, doesn't he?